So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that one of the things which the Rabbana criticized, the Anshei Richai, was giving peyah from vegetables. Even though there is nothing wrong with giving a little extra to poor people, even when there is no chiv peyah, Rashi in the Mishnah explains the Rabbana were concerned that Anim would not separate Trumas and Maestras from these vegetables, assuming that it is peyah, which is exempt from Trumas and Maestras. However, since in reality these vegetables are not peyah, they are mechliv b'Trumas and Maestras, and the Anim would be eating tevel. To illustrate the problem with giving peyah from vegetables, the Braisa says that when Ben Boyan gave peyah from vegetables, his father would meet the Aniyim as they were leaving, ask them to give up the peyah in return for kaflayim b'musar, twice the amount in taif produce, to save them from violating the isser of eating tevel. The Gemara cites two Braises which relate that people made certain things hektish to prevent others from unfairly taking them. First, Tan Rabban. Originally, they would keep the hides of the karbanos in the Beis HaParva room in the Beis HaMikdash with the intention of dividing it among the family of Kahanim later on. Once they realized that the Bali Zeroyis, the strong Kahanim, and later the Gedolei Kahuna, the more prominent Kahanim, would take all the hides, Amdu Bailam V'Hikdishim LaShemayim, the owners collectively decided to be makdish all the hides to belong to Beit HaGabayis to be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. The result was that the Beis HaMikdash had so much money that they were able to cover their entire heichel with thick gold plates. On Yom Tovim, they would publicly display the gold plates so that people who are oil regel could see how beautiful they were. Second, we had mentioned that the shikma trees in Yerichai were hektish, and the people of Yerichai disagreed with the Rabbanon whether the additional branches that grew were also hektish. The Braisa tells us that the trees became hektish in the first place when they were constantly being stolen. Amdu Bailim Mikdishim LaShemayim, the owners responded by making them hektish. Tanaban, Arbad Tzvachai Tzavcha Azar. The Azar cried out four cries. First, for the sons of Eli to leave, because they had been metami the Hechel. Second, for Yisachai Ish Kfar Barkoi to leave, because he honored himself while dishonoring Kachim by wrapping his hands in silk cloth when doing the Avodah. Third, let Yishmol ben Piyachi enter to be the Goyen Gadol. And fourth, let Yochanan ben Arbai enter and fill his stomach with meat of karbanos. As Rashi explains, he supported many kahanim by giving them meat of karbanos so that it will all be eaten. As a result, kol yamav shel Yochanan ben Arbai lo nimtza neiser b'mikdash. Throughout his entire life, there was never any neiser, any leftovers from the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara relates that the punishment of Yisachar ish kfar barkoi was that he was once called to resolve a dispute between the king and queen about what kind of meat is best, goat's meat or lamb's meat. He motioned dismissively with his hand toward the king and said, "Of course lamb's meat must be better than goat's meat, since lambs are used for the carbon tamid," upon which the king decreed that his right hand be chopped off. He bribed the enforcer to cut off his left hand instead. When the king found out about it, he had his right hand cut off as well. The Gemara later points out that he actually showed ignorance in both Mishnayis and Pesukim, since both the Mishnah increases and the Pasuk about Karban Shlamim indicate that a lamb and goat are of equal quality. Hanulach Makam Shenagu, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth parak of Masechet Pesachim, and will begin the fifth parak, Tamanishchet, in the following daf, Be'ezra Hashem.